Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October 20th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Gap narrows on stimulus, Moderna not far behind Pfizer vaccine timeline, and latest Q3 reports. Leading today's news, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin appear to be making progress in their latest coronavirus stimulus talks. The pair continued to narrow their differences, according to a spokesman for Pelosi, who hopes that, by the end of the day Tuesday, we will have clarity on whether we will be able to pass a bill before the election. U.S. stock index futures climbed around 0.6% overnight following the announcement, after suffering a broad decline during Monday's session. On the earnings front today, reports will be headlined by Procter & Gamble, Snap, and Netflix. In other news, the U.S. could authorize emergency use of Moderna's experimental COVID-19 vaccine in December, according to CEO Stéphane Bancel, if the company gets positive interim results in November from a large clinical trial. The comments suggest Moderna's timetable isn't that far off from Pfizer's, which said last week it expects to seek U.S. authorization of emergency use of its vaccine by late November. The latest news comes as two other leading COVID-19 vaccines, from Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, have been paused as the companies investigate illnesses among study subjects. Shares of IBM slipped nearly 3% after the bell on Monday, as the company reported Q3 revenues that fell 3% year-over-year to $17.56 billion. While the figure matched consensus estimates, it marked the third straight quarter of revenue declines for Big Blue. Investors are also anxiously awaiting earnings from Netflix, which will report this afternoon. Will the ongoing coronavirus pandemic affect membership? How will the number compare to the weak subscriber guidance the company issued in July? Shares of UBS are powering ahead, 5.5% higher in pre-market trade, as the bank posted a 99% jump in Q3 net profit to $2.1 billion versus $1.56 billion consensus. Investment banking saw earnings more than triple thanks to a spike in trading performance, and asset management saw profits grow 6 times from a year ago. Our third quarter results continue to demonstrate that our strategy is differentiating us, said CEO Sergio Ermotti, who will be replaced in November by former ING boss Ralph Hamers. UBS has all the options open to write another successful chapter of its history under Ralph's leadership. ConocoPhillips has announced a $9.7 billion deal to acquire Permian specialist Concho Resources in a gamble that will see the combined company produce 1.5 million barrels per day, or a tenth of daily U.S. output. While it may seem like an odd time to go big on U.S. shale, considering how oil has done this year, it could make for a good time to pick up assets, as the coronavirus pandemic depresses prices. The wave of consolidation doesn't stop there. Pioneer Natural Resources is in talks to buy Parsley Energy, just a few weeks after Devon Energy snapped up WPX Energy for $2.6 billion. Shedding another non-core business to fix its chip technology woes, Intel has agreed to sell its NAND memory unit to SK Hynix for $9 billion. Intel already pared down its involvement in memory manufacturing in January, when it sold its share of a joint venture with Micron amid increasing market pressures and production struggles. With Intel shares down about 10% over the past 6 months, the U.S. chip giant intends to invest the proceeds from its latest deal in fast-growing areas like artificial intelligence and 5G networking. China's top ride-hailing firm, Didi Chuxing, has begun exploring a 2021 IPO in Hong Kong after rethinking previous aims to list in New York, according to Reuters. The reasons? Deteriorating U.S.-China relations, stricter audit requirements from U.S. regulators, as well as uninspiring stock performances by rivals Uber and Lyft. Didi, backed by SoftBank, Alibaba, and Tencent, began the IPO talks with investment banks after it began generating a profit during the second quarter of the year. It's also considering a new fundraising round to boost its valuation to more than $60 billion. Goldman Sachs has reached a long-awaited pact with the U.S. Justice Department to pay more than $2 billion for its role in Malaysia's 1MDB scandal, and the deal may be announced within days, Bloomberg reports. It follows an agreement in July to settle a related probe with Malaysia, in which the bank promised to pay $2.5 billion and slash its Q2 results to reflect the charges. In all, Goldman may pay roughly $5 billion once accords with Malaysia, the Justice Department, and other agencies are tallied together. Malaysia dropped criminal charges against the company in early September. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with crude oil flat and gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.